Hey everybody, it's your man Headcrack, and this is the Dish Nation Podcast or Audio Boom. It's all the funny stuff for the TV show, but exclusively for your listening pleasure. Right here, we got the ATL team in the building. Clap it up one time. Yeah.
Hey y'all, it's Portia Williams, and we slay all day.
Hey, what up? This your boy, Ricky Smiley, man. Hey, welcome to Dish Nation, and we got jokes. That's right, S-E-K-O-J, spelled backwards.
Yo, yo, what up? It's your girl, the B-R-A-T-U-D.
And you got Gary with the tea here, baby, where everything is hot in my teapot.
Now that's it for ATL. Now over to LA. What up?
Thank you, Headcrack. I'm Frank Kramer representing the left coast.
What's up, guys? It's Heidi Hamilton, and welcome to the Dish Nation party.
Now that's our team. Now on to what you've already been waiting for. What you really want. Your show. Here you go. Welcome to Dish Nation, everybody. It is Wednesday. The weekend is almost in our grasp. We halfway through. And Brat and Portia probably decided to dip out and party earlier. Probably with Heidi and Frank, because today is Frank's birthday. So we got to say a big
birthday.
Shout out to Frank. We didn't get an invite. What's up with that? But we ain't gonna sit in our wallow. We're not gonna wallow in our tears. Cause we got special backup. We got super DJ Tracy Steele in the house.
Yay!
And from Wags of Atlanta, we got Nisha Caldwell hanging out with us. Welcome, ladies.
Hi. Thank you,
thank you. That's Gary with the tea.
You know him.
Later on, Kanye West is reaching out to Drake. Plus, what singer is revealing she cheated on her husband with women?
Oh.
But first, Kim Kardashian West, she is back at it again.
Mm-hmm.
She's being a diplomat.
Mm.
And she's not posting nude selfies. She's hanging out at the White House. And sources are saying that Kim is meeting with the president to talk prison reform.
Again.
This isn't the first time.
Okay. All right.
Jesus. Go, Kim, go. Yeah.
Go, Kim, go.
How about her?
Before you doubt, Gary. So this time around, she's trying to get a guy out by the name of Chris Young. He has a lifetime sentence for possession of cocaine and marijuana.
And he kind of cute. Just a little bit. Little bit cute.
Yeah, I'm sure some of the inmates feel the same way. So Kim is trying to get him out. And her track record on freeing people has been pretty good. She is one for one right now. So can we improve the record to two for two?
I think she's just trying to show that she could do something. Because we don't know what she does. What does she do?
Well, she made sex tape, honey, and she did that. And you know, she slept with a lot of rich black men.
Oh, that's what she does?
Yeah. And,
well, now she's putting, you know, her talents to good use. So yes. I'm proud of her.
I don't blame her. I'm proud, too. Go ahead, girl. Get another one out. And another one after that.
But my thing is this. Why Kim Kardashian? Can you go up to the White House?
And no, I don't have enough money for that.
Would you see? So it got to be about money then.
It does.
And
get
celebrity
out of jail off of a life
sentence. Okay, well, y'all have celebrities. Why can't y'all just?
I don't have her celebrity. I wish I did. I don't have her.
It's just, I don't know. She got something going on with Trump. Hell.
But can we get somebody else out though? Like, I mean, how are we randomly picking these people?
That's what I want to know.
You.
Can we get DMX out?
He's
never hurt anybody. Like, he just likes to drive without a license.
What's his name? Master P brought out here.
Yeah, he murdered. To the list. We like him.
I don't think he did.
At the end of the day, I am proud of Kim. She's finally doing something with her celebrity.
I hope it's one person a year at least.
Hey, twerk him to freedom.
One year?
Hello.
One year.
Well, can we keep it Kardashian for a second? Because somebody might be trying to get that old thing back. Now, Kourtney Kardashian and her ex, Eunice Benjam, were spotted together parked inside Kourtney's car or the parking lot of this Malibu restaurant.
Mm.
Now, why is this a shocker? Because they broke up.
That's right.
He allegedly cheated,
right?
Yeah.
Oh, wait, now.
He cheated.
And she's the Kardashian that didn't have any additives, and she don't know when that don't mess with black men. So go to show you.
She's the organic
cheat.
Kardashian.
All men cheat. Mm. Not all. Not mine. Andre.
I don't think all men cheat.
Like, who do you think reached out first?
He did. They're always sorry. They're always sorry. And that's just the truth. And he probably called the people to come take the picture. Because who is over there in the bushes? Who in the trees? Who's over there?
He did.
Scott Disick.
Yep. Right. Right.
No, you lurking.
Exactly. He probably called him.
Y'all, well, we all had, honey, the Kiki dance. And now there is a new dance craze that is just sweeping the nation. Did y'all know that?
No. Mm-hmm.
Baby.
I know.
You know, but it's being started, y'all, by someone that you wouldn't even expect, y'all.
What?
Lindsay Lohan.
Here we go.
Now that I didn't know.
Take a look, child.
Honey, this is how you throw a party in Mykonos, bitch.
I got it.
That's just there a bad is. Version of a there 1970 Soul Train line.
It's going to be a challenge next.
Yeah.
No, that's not a challenge.
She just looked drunk.
Bad Soul Train line challenge?
No, Ms. Lohan said because she's not doing all that damn popping coochie and all that doggone, what you call that, twerking. She said she's giving you the white woman, honey, just a little this and a little that.
Yeah, if you got no booty, just throw your hair, baby.
Or wear that ugly jumpsuit.
That's like a drunk white girl. That's what she looked like. I got it, though. That's my new dance, honey. See? Yes, and then she
with the toe tap. Did you catch the toe tap?
Did it move? Did she do her hair?
It flipped forward.
Did it flip?
You just got a little bit.
Oh, she had that last flip forward. That was it. Yeah, that was it. She won.
No, thank you.
It's almost that. Like a female version of the Carlton dance.
Almost.
That Alfonso used to do.
I can see that. I can see that with the hair added. That works.
You got to throw your hair. That's how she get y'all, honey, when she throw your hair. Because you know, y'all girls' hair is locked down. Hers is just throw it over.
Yeah. Well, mine can fly. Wait a minute. Mine can fly now. Okay.
I don't think we're going to be doing that dance. I think we're done. Unless you wasted, I think we're done with that dance. After being publicly shamed and having to quit his job at Trader Joe's, actor Jeffrey Owens is on the come up. He received a job offer from Mr. Tyler Perry himself yesterday via Twitter. Yeah. The mogul tweeted, hashtag Jeffrey Owens, I'm about to start shooting Owens' number one drama next week. Come join us. I have so much respect for people who hustle between gigs. The measure of a true artist.
Okay, so he didn't quit his job because he got the job offer from Owens, did he?
I don't think so.
My thing is this, though. Why is Tyler Perry just getting him a job all of a sudden?
I don't think. Maybe he'll have an interview. Or an audition.
Now I need Tyler Perry to give Bud and also Dudley from Different Strokes a job because I want to see them in something.
It's so many black struggling artists. We don't think that everybody's trying to get a job somewhere, but we really are. We're out here. It's hard.
What about Punky Brewster's homegirl Sherry? I liked her. I ain't seen her nothing.
Moving on.
I remember that. it's not for everybody. Everybody don't need a job. Just some people.
Since Jeffrey's photo has gone massively viral, a lot of celebrities like Terry Crews and Patricia Heaton have come to his defense. But my question is, when did it become a crime for a man to want to pay his bills and take care of his family?
It still isn't a crime. It's just the society that we live in. It's not a crime.
We like to put people on pedestals and then knock them down so we can throw rocks at them as they fall.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I respect him for just wanting to take care of his family at the end of the day, because a lot of the times you don't want to humble yourself to the point where you're a cashier because you've been seen everywhere. Everyone knows who you are. Who doesn't know the Cosby shows?
Right.
Well, he's not the only thing doing stuff out of, you know, the norm. Kanye West. He's apologizing, and his apology tour is continuing on. He's trying to right his wrongs with everybody. Now, for those who may have missed it, he had that beef with Champagne Poppy, a.k.a. Drake, and things got super heated when Pusha T released his album on Kanye's Good Music label, and they had a record on there that was, airing Drake out a little bit. Then, Drake's love child got exposed, and then the Good Music artists continued to release their projects, what kind of was bouncing around, Drake's initial release date for Scorpion.
Yeah.
So there was a lot of hurt feelings there. So Kanye West took to Twitter and was just letting everybody have their flowers. He tweeted certain things like sending out good energy to Drake's family and crew. He also went on to say, let me start off by apologizing for stepping on your release date. And then he thought about it some more. And 40 minutes later, he tweeted, I did not have any conversation about your child with Pusha. Now, Drake and Kanye are both super-duper sensitive. And a lot of times, instead of getting on the phone and talking to people, they speak through their music or through social media.
I think, that it's still being said that, Drake had sex with Kim Kardashian. And that's why Kanye is upset with...
I did not know that.
But then why would that make him apologize to him?
No, he's apologizing because, honey, he knows that if it really comes out, honey, he look like a damn fool.
I wouldn't be surprised.
I wouldn't be surprised either. Drake seems like he's
the type. He be throwing it all over the place.
He's been in and out through the street. I don't think it's that serious. Drake is the only one that can kind of get away with anything. And being sensitive, he's Champagne Poppy,
He could win for losing.
He does no wrong.
Yeah. Like
he
gets bodied in a battle and everybody comes and gives a massage. Oh, you still the champ?
Up next, is there trouble in paradise with the Beckhams? All of this and more after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Hey, what's up, y'all? Welcome back to Dish Nation.
Hey.
Now, it looks like there might be some trouble in paradise for the Beckhams. Now, reporters are speculating that the couple may be growing apart after David Beckham allegedly refused to be on the cover of British Vogue's October issue featuring Victoria and their four children because it made him feel uneasy.
Oh, really? That's cute.
Well, here's the thing. He did agree to be on a second cover that subscribers of the magazine gets, like an alt cover, right? Okay. But some reporters feel like they didn't look happy on the cover. Now, sources are suggesting that the disagreement is because he doesn't like the way Victoria constantly posts pictures of their family on social media and hates the idea of his children becoming famous.
I didn't even know they had four children, so she ain't posting too damn much, because I never even knew they had all them children.
I knew they had a lot of children. That's a lot of kids.
I knew they had a lot of kids.
The cover is a lot, but at the same time, you're a public family.
I think that at the end of the day, he's, even though he is famous, he wants to be private, so I get it. He doesn't want his kids, he wants his kids to be able to go to school and not be bothered, you know, go to the park and not be bothered. You know, he wants his kids to have a childhood.
But if it is a thing about him not wanting to, like, you know, have his kids on Front Street everywhere, I get it. I don't even take pictures with my plants.
Anyway, honey, right, well, moving there. On, y'all, honey. Now, this British singer, y'all, is telling it like it is, baby. Miss Lily Allen, honey, revealed that during her 7-year marriage to her husband, Sam Cooper, who she is now, honey, divorced from, she says, y'all, baby, she has sex with escorts. Yes, honey, but not men.
But during the marriage.
What?
She said she wasn't having no sex with no damn man. She had them with women.
Okay.
So do we consider that cheating?
Yes.
Yes, it's
when
cheating.
You're married, it doesn't matter.
Okay.
Cheating is cheating.
I think she's a lesbian.
At this point.
Yeah. At this point, she's
you
a lesbian. She
say
need
that.
To go ahead and say, listen, I didn't want to be with a man in the first place. I wanted to be with women. Because if she's cheating with women, she probably wanted to be with women all
for
along.
For real. And that's probably why she got divorced.
But look
truth
what
be
she
told.
Said, Tracy. Now, this is what I like, babe. Now, the singer will reveal more in her memoirs, but took to social media, honey, to get ahead of a tabloid leaking the story. She wrote, here's what she said, quote, I slept with female escorts when I was on tour because I was lost and lonely and looking for something.
Mm-mm.
I'm not proud,
mm-mm.
but I'm not ashamed.
Mm-mm.
I don't do it anymore.
Lies. I was going to say,
lies.
Who?
This is what I love about white women, bitch. They could say these things and get away. I was lost and lonely.
Right. You
and
was
get
horny.
Away with
you
it.
Was horny. That's what it was. Lost and lonely.
Girl, she probably that. Didn't see it as cheating. Like, oh, was it with
no.
a woman?
Cheating. Period.
I mean, was it
cheating.
With a guy?
You married, if you're a British singer, you kind of famous, you got some status. Why you gotta get an escort?
It's because she can pay him and they go about their business and she never, you know.
You think she can't pay regular people?
Well, yeah, but I mean, but
they're gonna want to be in her, you know, they'll probably put it on social media, you know.
Because regular people are gonna want to keep the relationship going.
Exactly.
The
escort will
go home.
But the whole exactly.
Time, right. Her husband looked like a lesbian, too. Like, NBA legend Shaquille O'Neal may be making moves on his ex-wife.
Oh.
Wait a minute.
He's circling
now.
Around familiar territory trying to park the car.
Wait
so
a minute.
The former ball player had a release party for his upcoming big and tall suit line he designed for JCPenney and posted a photo on Instagram wearing one of the suit jackets from the upcoming line. So he posted a photo on Instagram with a caption that said, this is the same suit I'm wearing when I marry Shawnee O'Neal.
Mm.
Well, Shawnee playfully rejected his advances with this comment. Actually, this suit is more fitting for next season's star for The Bachelor. Hashtag just saying we did that already.
Yeah, oh, Shawnee! Right,
been there, done that.
Yes!
Boom!
Yeah. Now, granted, I don't really be watching people as their relationships break up. Did they have a bad split?
Yeah,
I think so.
He cheated, didn't he cheat?
He cheated
several times. Now, she started Basketball Wives.
She
right.
Sure
so,
did.
This is
right.
probably, you know, it's a part of their
he
nature.
She cheated so hard, she started a franchise.
Exactly.
A whole franchise.
And got dollars
Hello.
On it.
I mean, would you ever think about an ex?
No.
Even for a second?
You think
no.
about your ex, but going back, that's another story.
I don't
no.
even think
the
about
it. The answer is no then, especially after you get married and have kids. Me, absolutely not.
You
there's
can't
no
go
chance.
Backwards. You can't go backwards. So,
there's
sorry, Shaq. Sorry for you.
No. He should go on one of those shows like Flavor of Love where they try to find somebody
oh, Jesus.
For him.
That's why she said The Bachelor.
I would watch, though. I would definitely watch.
Throw him up on The Bachelor.
I want to see what kind of women he be picking.
We
and...
know what kind. Who?
He like them little short women she that he can lift up, child, honey. But anyway, honey, up next, y'all, The Rock and Miss Emily Blunt are getting sweaty together. We explain after the break.
Dish Nation.
We already know you love Dish Nation, so check out our podcast partners. Laughs Uncut brings you America's funniest stand-up comedians. Top 30 breaks down today's top 30 stories in 30 fast-paced minutes. And Divorce Court takes you into real-life courtroom battles to experience relationship drama firsthand. Find, listen, and subscribe. Now back to the show.
Dish Nation.
Welcome back to Dish Nation. They say teamwork makes the dream work, and in this case, a cast that trains together stays together. And co-stars Emily Blunt, Dwayne The Rock Johnson, and Jack Whitehall are doing just that. The three had a little time to hit the gym together while filming their new movie, Jungle Cruise. And this is what went down. Take a look.
The cast that trains together stays together. Let's get it, Tuts.
199! 200!
Okay, come on, let's talk it out.
Oh, what was going on with all those chains, though?
But I feel like the chains was holding that other guy in place.
Falling off the seat he was on.
Yeah. I mean, would you guys work out with him? Because you know he go hard. The Rock goes hard in the gym.
I don't know if I work out for anybody. I don't work out.
You don't at all?
I don't.
Weird metabolism?
Yeah. I go to Core Power Yoga. Hot yoga.
That's a workout. Absolutely.
Would you work out with The Rock? Because you work out.
I will work out with The Rock. Because it's a great test. Yeah. Because it's one thing to work out by yourself or with people you're used to working out with. But when you shake things up.
See, I don't really understand the gyms. The gym is the show, first of all.
Well, yeah.
Then you got the chain on. The chain does what? It's not enough weight in the weight room. Ooh, you got to put another chain around your neck.
You're going to hit a benchmark in your life where you're going to need to know where the gym is.
It happens to the best of them.
Okay. Back to the pits of hell. She's going to hit that age.
No, I will not. And two children later, no, I will not.
All right. All right, so you know what time it is?
It's deal time.
And Tracy, being a short techie, you're going to love this. Yay. It's the Swiss Tech Wireless Charging Mouse Pad. It's a simple mouse pad and wireless charger that can be used at the same time. It's also so easy to use. All you got to do is just place your Qi-enabled smartphone directly onto the large mouse pad, and your phone begins to charge. Oh. You don't need no cables. Just lay it there. It's safe and reliable and has built-in temperature control and protection from power surges and short-circuiting, and it ensures ultimate safety for your smartphones. And, of course, it's compatible with most Qi-enabled devices like the iPhone 8, iPhone 10, Samsung S6, 7, and 8, and many other smartphone brands and models.
I mean, now, this is two-in-one products. How much does this cost?
Gary, usually the Swiss Tech Wireless Charging Mouse Pad starts at an astronomical $99.
Ooh. That seems fair. It's like leather and heavy. Mm-hmm. Oh, I see that.
Nisha, you're going to love this.
How much?
Because for you guys, it's only
$20. No!
Christmas couldn't come in September, huh?
Yeah.
Go to MorningSave.com and tell them Dish Nation sent you.
Yeah.
And make sure y'all tune in tomorrow because Jennifer Garner is going to be on the show and she's going to arm wrestle Andrew Freund. What? It's going to be the brawl to settle them all. You heard that right. Jennifer Garner with us.
Oh. The hair crack, my money is on Jen. But up next, Minnie Mouse looks like she might be used to doing a little something strange for a little piece of change.
Oh, she's
we'll tell you more after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back to Dish Nation, everybody.
Yay!
Now, this video is causing quite a stir. It shows someone dressed like Minnie Mouse attending a kid's birthday party. It has people so outraged that they are claiming they're going to notify Child Services in Baton Rouge. Oh, take a look and see if you agree. No, Minnie, no! No!
Oh, that day she was going by her stripper name, Money Mouse. She was working hard for
it. This is her second job.
I think it's a time and place for everything, and probably it's not appropriate for the kids to see, but it was fun. I was watching it like, hey, get it.
I definitely would be pissed if I was at a birthday party and the Minnie Mouse started pulling that. I'd be tapping her right on her shoulder. Ma'am, we're not paying you for this. These dollars are not going for this kind of entertainment.
So would you not want your kid, if you had a daughter, would you not want your daughter to twerk like Minnie?
Twerk if you want to.
No, my daughter is 4. She would be in ballet. That's not for babies. Not Minnie Mouse.
No.
Aww.
No.
Now, what if Daisy was doing
it? Not Daisy. You don't understand. I watch Disney every single day, Disney Junior, and Minnie Mouse has never pulled a twerk session. That's just not going to happen.
This is the new age Minnie.
That
Somebody
was a little
was
too
like,
far.
Minnie, bust it wide open, baby. Show is over, but don't forget to head over to MorningSave.com to take advantage of today's great deal.
Dish Nation.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.